He spied on his girlfriend.
I was going to go over to her house and check on her.
And I came out, and there's Nick sitting there watching me.
And caught her in the act.
I see her and Chris walking out of the apartment.
That made you angry.
A love triangle turns violent.
I brought my bat along with me.
And then he just flipped.
Like, swing the bat to, like, scare him off.
He had no basis to pick up a weapon.
Judge Judy.
What's the issue?
I was scared, Your Honor.
Then you shouldn't have gotten out of your car.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old student Catherine Hutchinson is suing her ex-boyfriend, 17-year-old Nicholas Lyon, for vandalizing her car with a baseball bat. Nicholas says it was an accident.
Order, all rise.
Yeah, this is case number 469 on the calendar in the matter of Hutchinson versus Lyon Sigona. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Hutchinson, the defendant, is a former boyfriend of yours. You were together for a little while. You were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
And you claimed that he intentionally vandalized your car with a bat.
Yes.
And you were present?
Yes.
You say, well, you did do some damage with the bat, but it was unintentional, and it's really not your fault.
That's your honor.
And you're his mother?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
17 years old.
Okay. You weren't there, so you don't know what happened? So why don't you have a seat? Make it easy for you. Okay. When did it happen?
Around the end of June or July. I think it was July, yeah.
Your honor, I remember it was a Tuesday. I think it was around July the 10th, because I was working that evening.
Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you and what happened?
I was standing outside my apartment. A couple of people, my friends, that came over. Chris and two other guys. Chris and this other guy got into an argument. So I said I'd take Chris home.
You said I'll take him home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I told him I'd take him home because his friend left him. Nick had been calling me all night. Me and him got to an argument and I didn't really want to talk to him. So I went inside to go get my keys and I came out and there's Nick and his brother sitting there in a car watching me. So I get in the car.
Get in your car?
Yeah, I get in my car. And Nick comes up with the baseball bat. And he was like, did you get my phone calls? And I was like, you know, I hesitated a little bit because he's got a bat in his hand.
Now, you were in the car at the time?
Yeah.
In the driver's seat?
Yeah. He came and opened my door. And
just a second. He opened your door? He's talking to you through the door.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you two questions. They can't be yes to both. Is the door open or closed?
Open. He opened the door.
Okay, and he's standing there with a bat. Did you get my calls? Go ahead. You'll have a chance, sir.
Your Honor, at the door.
You'll have a chance. Okay. Go ahead.
I finally said, yeah, I got your calls. And then he just flipped and hit my car with the bat and just left.
How many times did he hit your car with the bat?
Three times.
Now, after he hit your car with the bat, what did you do?
Went inside and told my mom.
And according to your complaint, you called his house.
Yeah.
And spoke to him or him and his mother.
Yeah.
It was two questions.
We talked to his mom.
You did?
Yeah. Me and my mom did.
And what did his mother say?
He apologized, and we both said, you know, if you agree to pay this amount every week, then we won't call the cops.
Well, you didn't know what the amount was because you hadn't had the car.
Yeah, we got the estimates the very next day.
What was the estimate that you got?
This one right here for $563.
Okay. And who agreed to pay?
Nick.
Now I'll hear you. So you'd been trying to call her all evening. She wasn't answering your call.
Yes, sir.
Let's move on from there.
That night, like I had said, I had been working that night, and me and her had been getting irritated with each other, so we decided to take a break. But before we were going to take a break, we were going to get together and make sure everything was final and get everything towed away. Well, see, I had been calling her throughout the evening while I was at work, and she wasn't answering my phone call. So I went to my house after I got off work. That was about 10:30 p.m. So I went to my house and continued to call her. It's going on 11:30 now, and usually when I call her, she always answers my phone call, so I got very concerned. And I decided, you know, I was going to go over to her house and check on her. So me and my brother decided to go over there. And as we
Why did you need your brother?
Because I was on a restricted license. I'm not allowed to drive after 9 p.m. So I needed him to drive me.
Gotcha.
So we drive over there, and it's, like I said, it's about 11:30. And so I decided to call. So he parked his car, and I just continued calling the cell phone.
From the car?
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, it's like 11:30, and I was debating on going to knock on the door and getting everybody up. About that time, 5 minutes later, I see her and Chris walking out of the apartment. And at that time, I step out of the vehicle. And you know, as you can see, Chris is a pretty large guy, and I was...
Just a minute. So you walked out of the vehicle. She's walking out with Chris.
Yes.
She's just walking out with Chris.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And like I said, I stepped out of the vehicle and I brought my bat along with me. Not intentions of doing any harm, but you know, just in case things got rough.
Why? You know Chris? You've known him?
Yeah, I know Chris, but...
Just a second. You know him. According to your answer, you knew him from before.
Yes, sorry, Your Honor.
How do you know him from before?
I mean, we were friends.
You're friends?
Yes.
That's what I gathered from the papers that I read. You were friends.
Yes, Your Honor.
But so you picked up a bat and you walked outside to the car. Let me hear what else happened.
Like I said, I went over to her driver's side door, which was closed, and I was talking to her through the window, and I kept on asking her, you know, did you receive my phone calls? Did you receive my phone calls? And finally, she admitted yes. At that point, she told me to go. She was just like, go, get out of here. And at that time, Chris got out of the vehicle and started to walk around the back side of the car. So, you know, he's coming at me, so I, like, swing the bat to, like, scare him off. And as I hit the car, Katie realized that I hit her car, and she starts to get out of the vehicle. At that point, I didn't want to get trapped in between the two, because, you know, driver's side, driver panel. So at that point, I just got in my vehicle and left.
So you have to pay for the damage, sir.
Yes, Your Honor.
What's the issue? Why are we here? You think that because he got out of the car and started to walk around the car...
Your Honor.
I didn't finish my sentence. Okay. That gives you license to pick up the bat and to hit her car?
I did not hit her car intentionally.
Sure you did. Yes, you did. You intentionally got out of the car that your brother was driving and picked up a bat, which picked up a weapon. You had no basis to pick up a weapon.
I was scared, Your Honor.
Then you shouldn't have gotten out of your car.
Well,
if you were scared, then you don't get out of your car.
I did not know that he was accompanying her.
Doesn't make any difference. You just said to me, once you saw them walking out of the apartment together, you got out of the car and grabbed a bat.
Yes.
That's what you just testified to. And now you knew she was safe. According to you, you went over there because you were worried about her.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, now you knew you had nothing to worry about. She was safe. She was walking out of her apartment with a friend of yours, which made you angry.
No, Your Honor. See, previously,
I don't care what happened previously. That made you angry.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Katherine Hutchinson says ex-boyfriend Nicholas Lyon attacked her car with a baseball bat. Nicholas says Katherine is exaggerating.
If you hadn't had the bat, and if you hadn't gone up to the car and had this discussion with her, which I'm sure got a little heated, why didn't you return my calls? Why didn't you return my calls? Conversation that you could have had the next day, having realized she was safe, you say to your brother, take me home. She's with somebody else. You didn't do that. You went over there to confront her.
But I wasn't sure why she was with one of my friends.
Well,
you know, the situation looked sketchy in previous relationships.
What is it your business?
Because in previous relationships,
she has cheated
on me.
What difference does that make, sir? You are 17 years old. You are not married to this lady. She is not committed to you in any way. As a matter of fact, according to you, you were breaking up. You just were going to have a final discussion to make sure everything was cool, but you were going to take a breather. She just started her breather a little earlier than you anticipated. You had absolutely no right to become the aggressor, which you did by exiting your car in a situation where you were heated, taking a weapon out of your car. Nobody hit you. Nobody attacked you. You caused damage to her car in the amount of $563. Let me just look at the estimate, please, Bird, for a second. You have to pay it. Now, I understand from her complaint that you paid $70. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor. The $70 was given to her because her mother had come up to my mother's restaurant in which she works. At that time, my mother gave her money just for her to go and not to cause a scene while she was at work.
I want you to trust me on this one, Nicholas.
Okay.
This is cheap, $493.
Yes, ma'am.
It's cheap.
I know it is.
I'm watching this whole situation here. I'm getting to know a little bit of both of you. Move on, Nicholas.
I have.
Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
This young lady... He has a problem or two.
Yes, she does.
We understand each other?
Yes.
I've been around the block a couple of times. Not myself, but professionally.
Yes.
She has a few problems. I think despite the fact that you have a temper, you don't have those kinds of problems that I see developing on this side of the table. So consider this a very cheap lesson. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $493. That's all.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
What I did was wrong.
Oh, my God, it scared me. You just hit it for no reason and left.
The tensions weren't harmful, but, you know, things didn't go my way.
Don't trust crazy people.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Casper versus Miller. Step forward, please.
19-year-old college student Laura Casper is suing her ex-roommate, 18-year-old college student Joyce Miller, for damage to her laptop caused by Joyce's pet rabbit.
All right, let's make this fast. One, two, three. Miss Casper, you and the defendant were roommates. She went to a fair. She bought a rabbit. She brought the rabbit home. You say she let the rabbit roam around. The rabbit ate your cord from your computer. It caused damage to the computer. You wanted to pay $300-some-odd for the damage she caused your computer, right?
Yeah.
How do you know her rabbit did damage to your computer?
The wires, they all have teeth marks all through
them.
Let me
see.
This.
We have now become a forensic laboratory.
You know best.
Hard one for me to call, Judge. I'm not a forensic expert.
Yeah. Well, there are cuts on this wire.
That's teeth marks.
Well, I don't see teeth marks. I see cuts.
The wires were on the ground, so that's what the bunny
just
would...
a second. I'm showing this to my partner here.
I'm sorry.
My co-scientist. Does that look like a tooth mark?
I would venture yes, because there would be unusual circumstances that would cause that kind of...
Like a knife,
kind of
maybe.
Like a knife, or something sharp, like a tooth.
Well, here I can't tell. Okay. So, did your rabbit do it?
Well, do you want me just to tell you the whole story?
I don't care about the whole story. I want to know if your rabbit did the deed.
No. Well, I wouldn't doubt that maybe she chewed on the outside of the wires, but I don't think that she went all the way through, because if she went through, she would have gotten a shock.
Maybe she did.
Well, it's
noticeable. And she just didn't tell you. Maybe you weren't home. I told you this was going to be fast. Look, your rabbit bit the wires a little bit. Maybe she got... Is it a cute rabbit?
Do you want me to open it?
Yeah, let me see the rabbit.
She's a little upset.
Me too. Oh, she's sweetie.
She was about a third this size at the time.
Teething.
Probably. Mm-hmm. But we had a lot of toys and stuff for her to chew on, so it's not like she didn't have anything.
Well, but she also liked wires. You know, they do like wires. So she ate through the wires. So what happened as a result of her eating through the wires?
I tried to turn on my computer, and it wouldn't turn on. So I had him look at it. This is Fred.
This is not a major trial.
Okay.
What happened to your computer? What did it cost to fix it?
I had sent it to the person that I bought the computer to. This is actually a note from him stating exactly what happened.
Don't give me the note. What did it cost you to fix the computer?
It cost $53 for the new wire and $309.75 for the repair damage on the laptop.
Because it shorted out or something?
What had happened was the rabbit chewed the cord, and you can see it on there, it's all frayed. And when it's frayed like that, it makes a connection, either a constant connection or it's a broken connection. When the connection's not steady, it sends a voltage spike to the main board on the laptop. That's what everything's plugged into. And what had happened was that flow of electricity burned out on the laptop. When she sent it to this place to have it fixed...
It's a stimulating television, you understand that. Go ahead.
She brought it to the repair person here, and they diagnosed the problem as there being a voltage spike, which is that power going to the main board on the laptop, right where the power cord plugs in.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah, now you can say something.
Okay. She went to get it fixed on a weekend. The Thursday before she went to get it fixed, she was printing something out for another girl down the hall, and she has the shelf of the printer above her laptop. She had a Gatorade on the shelf. It was not secure to the things that was holding the shelf up. She tipped the printer forward to plug it in. The Gatorade went into the laptop. Me and the other girl watched it shut off and stop working.
Is that right?
I have a statement.
Just a second. Is that right? She said she saw Gatorade fall into your laptop.
Yes, Your Honor. A little bit spilled, but when we had told the repair people of everything that had happened.
How much after the Gatorade spilled in the laptop did the laptop go off?
No, it was still working after.
It shut off immediately.
What do you mean it was still working?
It was still capable of working. The laptop was still on.
Did you use it for how many days before it stopped working?
A couple days.
I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that. I believe you probably had a combination of rabbit and Gatorade. Should be.
We have the note from the repair people right here, and it does state that they did find the Gatorade bit in there. But as a diagnostic, he said it's impossible for Gatorade to penetrate to where the problem was. It says hit right in this note right here.
Well, this says that it was as a result of an unusual malfunction of the power cord, the main board of the laptop was rendered unusable. The unusual malfunction of the power cord was due solely to the extreme damage that was evident on the power cord itself. Okay. All I want to see is the bill. Hey, Bill.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm her mother. Mm-hmm. And actually, when we first heard about the computer cord possibly being the cause, we offered to buy another computer cord if we were shown that it was the cord and we saw either a receipt or a report of damage. Mm-hmm. The other part of that was that they had been having some pretty severe issues, and this, the charge of the rabbit being the problem came after these issues began, as almost in retrospect.
She got upset with me because I told her I didn't want Fred there anymore because he came every weekend, and that was when she started getting very upset with me. We fought constantly. And that was the same weekend that she spilled the Gatorade and then went to get it.
Okay, now I have another, just a couple of other questions. Okay. Stop. Ms. Casper, how long did your former roommate have the rabbit?
She had it a couple weeks to a month before this happened.
Okay, and she kept it in your room?
She kept it in the room. I would actually walk into my room from being in class, and the rabbit would be out. It would be roaming by itself.
I'm asking you this question for a reason.
Okay.
She kept it in the room?
She had kept it in the room.
Did you ever play with it?
A little bit in the beginning, but then I asked her never to have the rabbit out again.
That's not true.
That is true. And I had me and Fred, when she asked Fred not to come as much every weekend, we had went away for a weekend.
Just answer my question. I don't care about your social issues with the defendant. Okay. She brought the rabbit in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say to her, I don't want the rabbit in our room?
Yeah.
You said that to her?
I said, I don't want the rabbit there.
Can I say something?
Did she ever tell you?
The first time she told me was after she told me about the cord. I had the rabbit out of the room that night. I told her before I was going to get the rabbit that I wanted to get one. She was perfectly fine with it. She bought it toys and things like that.
Just a second. Did you ever buy anything for the rabbit?
All I bought it was a salt thing so it wouldn't be used for teething.
The reason that she bought it things is the thing was kept.
Don't tell me what her reasons were.
Okay, I'm just, you have to, it was kept in a cardboard box in the room.
I don't understand. Anything more than I want to understand. All I'm asking you is, did you buy the rabbit toys?
I bought a teething toy.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry.
So, Ms. Casper, my question is, you lived in a dormitory?
Yes.
Did you ever say to the dorm counselor, she has a rabbit and I don't
want
the rabbit?
Yes, I did.
Before the damage to the cord?
A little bit before I had mentioned it to him, and he said...
Ms. Casper, listen. She's responsible for some of the damage that was done to your computer. I'm not sure whether all the damage that was done as a result of this wire or maybe the Gatorade or whatever. Your whole damage is $362. She's going to pay $200. You're going to cover the rest. Goodbye. You don't live together anymore?
No.
Perfect.
All right, it's our excuse. You may step out.
She's not a truthful person. I wasn't going to just hand her money.
And I thought we were at the age of we're old enough and responsible enough to take care of this on our own.
I lived with her for 2 months, and I watched her lie repeatedly about everything.
What she just said was actually a big, untruthful lie.
I'm just glad I don't have to live with her anymore.